Listening Library presents Beacon Street Girls, The Great Scavenger Hunt by Annie Bryant. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell with Judy Young. Part 1. Cape Cod Dreaming. Chapter 1. Mad Adventure, Anyone? Charlotte was having a difficult time focusing in Ms. O'Reilly's first period social studies class. She had to keep pretending there was a big red sign in front of her blinking, "Pay attention!" This was unusual for her, because social studies involved one of her favorite topics, the adventures of famous people in history. Charlotte figured whoever had thought of teaching such a thing should get a prize or something. But how on earth was she supposed to pay attention to Ms. O'Reilly when her mind was on a different kind of adventure? The surprise adventure that she and Nick and Chelsea had been planning for weeks. The adventure she was supposed to announce to the class in 5 minutes. Charlotte heard Ms. O'Reilly introducing an important research project. The type of thing that would have normally set Charlotte's mind whirring in anticipation. An oral report on a historical figure who was a Massachusetts native. "I don't want this to be just another research paper," Ms. O'Reilly explained. "I want you to pick a person who means something to you and write about how he or she has left a mark on history." Charlotte wasn't quite sure who to pick. She loved to write. So perhaps someone like Louisa May Alcott or Henry David Thoreau. Thoreau was one of the first environmentalists in the country and wrote about the beauty of nature at Walden Pond, one of Charlotte's favorite places to go swimming with the Beacon Street girls. And An Old-Fashioned Girl by Louisa May Alcott was one of her favorite books. Or maybe she'd pick Benjamin Franklin. He was born in Boston, but then ran off to Philadelphia, where he became a statesman, inventor, publisher, and signer of the Declaration of Independence. He also thought the national bird should be a turkey. "That's such a hoot," or gobble, she thought, chuckling. Charlotte really hoped they'd see some wild turkeys on the adventure she had planned. The big, goofy-looking birds traveled in flocks and acted like they weren't afraid of anything. Even coyotes. Charlotte glanced over at Maeve, who seemed transfixed by something on her computer screen. Charlotte strained to see, and then had to bite her lip to keep from laughing out loud. The sparkly redhead had typed her name, followed by a selection of names from the Hollywood Yellow Pages. Maeve Kaplan Taylor Blackstone. Maeve Plume. Mrs. Ontario Plume. Blackstone and Plume were the biggest names in movies right now, with their award-winning series of pirate movies. Charlotte turned around, expecting Avery to be staring longingly out the window at a group of eighth graders playing kickball outside. But to Charlotte's surprise, Avery's hand was madly waving in the air, and she was pleading, "Ooh, ooh, Ms. O'Reilly, right here." Ms. O'Reilly smiled. "Yes, Avery. Can I do Tom Brady?" Isabel, sitting at the desk next to Charlotte, gave her a sly grin and mouthed, "Big surprise." Avery was the total sports nut of the BSG. Ms. O'Reilly looked pained. "Well, the assignment is to do historical figures from Massachusetts. I'm just not sure the Patriots' star quarterback is exactly..." Quick as a whip, Avery smartly replied, "Well, Tom Brady will go down in sports history as being the quarterback responsible for 2 Patriots Super Bowl victories. He's history in the making. Am I right, people?" Dylan Johnson and some of the boys gave Avery approving cheers and high fives. "I'll tell you what, Avery. If you can come up with some more compelling arguments, then we will see," Ms. O'Reilly offered. "Does anyone else have any suggestions?" Of course, Betsy Fitzgerald's hand shot into the air. Charlotte and Isabel had to stare ahead to keep from rolling their eyes at each other. Betsy was famous at Abigail Adams Junior High, and not in the way Tom Brady was famous. Betsy had a knack for sounding like a complete know-it-all every time she opened her mouth in class. While Charlotte and Isabel both liked Betsy, she was a little hard to take sometimes. "I think Paul Revere would be an exemplary figure to do a report on, Ms. O'Reilly," Betsy said in her super confident voice. "My father is a historical reenactor who plays Paul Revere. Did you know that if it weren't for Paul Revere, there might not even be an America? In fact, Paul Revere was famous in his own time for his silver work before his midnight ride. And did you know?" "Thank you, Betsy," Ms. O'Reilly interjected. "It sounds like you will have ample material for your report." Charlotte noticed a few kids smirking. Poor Betsy, Charlotte thought with a sigh. She just couldn't help herself. Her older brother went to Harvard, and Betsy lived in fear of not getting in there, too. The fact that she was only in seventh grade didn't appear to slow down Betsy's drive at all. Not wanting to be outdone by Betsy, Danny Pellegrino, also a major fact-chaser, stretched his hand up. "I have a figure that is just as historical, but not as well-known as Paul Revere," he proudly announced. "Ms. O'Reilly, you might not have heard of Black Sam Bellamy, but he was a famous pirate whose ship, the Wyda, was discovered off the coast of Cape Cod." Charlotte almost gasped. Danny was actually trying to one-up the teacher. "Thank you, Danny. And yes, I am familiar with Sam Bellamy, and I think he would be a great figure to research," Ms. O'Reilly agreed patiently. "Yes, Henry." Henry Yurt, a.k.a. the Yurtmeister, was class president and class clown rolled into a short ball of wit and fuzzy hair. All the Beacon Street girls, even Sirius Catani, enjoyed the Yurt's antics. Charlotte was eager to hear what historical figure Henry wanted to choose. Probably someone like Bozo the Clown. Henry coughed loudly and importantly before asking in a serious voice, "Might I do JFK, Ms. O'Reilly?" Charlotte almost fell off her chair. Henry Yurt? Serious? Even Ms. O'Reilly looked surprised. But she smiled broadly. "Why, yes, Henry. President Kennedy would be an excellent person to research. What made you think of him?" Yurt sat up as tall as he possibly could, leaned forward on his desk, clasped his hands, and explained, "Well, isn't it obvious? JFK and I are both super popular presidents." Everyone in the class, including Ms. O'Reilly and Betsy Fitzgerald, burst out laughing as Henry stood up at his desk and waved just like a president would. "Thanks for your support," he said, grinning. The only one in the class who didn't crack a smile was Anna McMasters, queen of Mean Number One, who used to be Henry's main crush. Anna was still mad at Henry because he dumped her for Betsy Fitzgerald, who dumped him a week after the Valentine's Day dance because she felt the Yurtmeister wasn't dedicated enough to his studies. Betsy said she was afraid Henry might distract her from hers. "A tragic romance destined for the history books," Yurt had moaned to Charlotte when it happened. When the laughter died down, Anna tossed her sunshine-colored hair over her shoulder and primly raised her hand. Ms. O'Reilly, who was still dabbing her eyes, managed to say, "Yes, Anna." "I call Ben Affleck," Anna stated. "He's from Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's made Oscar-nominated movies set in Massachusetts, and I got to meet him at Kiki's house once." She sounded extremely proud of herself. "Try to focus on historical figures, please, Anna," Ms. O'Reilly instructed, as she raised her eyebrows at Avery, who had burst out laughing. "A movie star?" Avery mouthed to Charlotte, who was not about to tell Avery that she didn't think a sports figure was much better. Meanwhile, Maeve was scanning her list of movie star last names, trying to remember if any of them were from Massachusetts, too. As Anna began to object that Ben Affleck was historical, Charlotte felt something being crushed into her left hand. It was a note from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?